We are in Simen Chav Zayin in Hilchas Tefillin, just where to put your tefillin. We will be doing Sifim Vav, Zayin, and Ches. Let us begin with Sif Vav. The Mechaber had told us in the beginning of the Simen Chav Zayin that you place your tefillin Shel Yad on your left arm, because the Pasuk says Yodcha, your weaker arm. Now the Mechaber deals with the case of a lefty, someone whose weaker arm is actually his right arm. So he says, V'iter yad yamino, someone who is an iter yad, a lefty, im ose komalachto b'smol, if he does everything with his left hand, maniach b'smolo, he would put on what he may refer to as his own left, shehu yamin shel kol adam. In other words, a lefty who does everything with his left hand places his tefillin shel yad on his right arm. V'im sholet b'shtei yadav, what if he's ambidextrous? What if he can actually use both arms? Maniach b'smol kol adam. He places tefillin on the left like everybody else. The only person that would put his tefillin shel yad on his right arm is someone who only, his stronger arm is only his right one. He cannot really do too much with his left arm. Only then would we say, he does not do much with his right arm. Everything he does with his left arm, and he is therefore a lefty. Whereas, if he is ambidextrous, we do not say that his weaker arm perhaps is this one or the other one, since he could possibly do work with both. Both of his arms have the power and control. He would then put his tefillin on the left like everybody else. V'im kosev b'yamino. What if he writes with his right arm? V'shar kol masev osa b'smolo, and does everything else with his left. So that it means his left arm is really the stronger one. It's just for writing, he has more control of his right arm and he's capable of writing with his right and not with his left. O kosev b'smol, or the case of someone who writes with his left hand, v'shar kol masev also be yamin. Other than that, he's a righty. What's the halacha here? So the Mechaber brings two dais. Yesh omrim shi'aniach tefillin b'yad she'tosh koach. Some say that he uses the weaker arm in terms of power, the bi'inon yad keach, because you need the weaker one. So, say he writes with his right hand, but the power is in his left, he's a lefty. Whereas, if he writes with his left hand, and all the power is in the right hand, then we would say that he is a righty. V'yesh omrim shayat shekosev ba, hi chashuv yamin le'inyin zeh. The Yesh Omrim hold, the second Yesh Omrim hold, that the one he writes with is more important with regard to tefillin. Why is that? Because the Torah talks about ukshartem, and then it says uksaftam. In other words, tefillin and writing seem to be next to each other in the pasuk. We therefore would want to say that the arm that you write with is considered the stronger one with regard to this halacha, even though the one that has more power is your other one. There are two dais. The Mechaber doesn't say which to do, although he calls the first one Yesh Omrim and the second V'Yesh Omrim. The general klal in the Shulchan Aruch is that a Yesh Omrim and a V'Yesh Omrim, you follow the second one. The Ramah indeed writes, Hagah V'Hochi Nohug. The Ramah says that this is the Minhag. The Minhag is like the second one, that we will go by the ksiva. So again, the first opinion says that we go by power. The strength, the stronger arm determines whether you're a righty or a lefty. The tefillin shel yad would go on the weaker arm. The second Yesh Omrim in the Ramah says the one you write with is considered your eker one, and the yad keha, the one to place the tefillin, would be the one you don't write with. These are the two opinions, and the Ramah says to follow the second one. Now, with regard to this, there are many additions we find here in the Mishnah Brura, but with regard to the Iker HaDin itself, he brings different opinions. First of all, the Gra follows the first opinion. The Gra says that it is not a matter of ksiva. We go by which the stronger one is. In other words, if you have more power in your right arm, you place your tefillin shel yad on your left. You have more power in your left arm, you place the tefillin shel yad on your right, regardless of which hand you happen to write with. Now, that is the opinion of the Gra. The Bach has another opinion. The Bach says that really there are two ways that you can become a righty. If your right arm is either stronger or you write with it, either of those could turn you into a righty and you place the tefillin on your left arm. In other words, let us say one is stronger with his right and writes with his left. He is a righty. Stronger with his left and writes with his right. He's a righty. Both of them would place their tefillin on their left arm. It is either power or ksiva that can make you into a righty. If you do either one of those with your right hand, then you will be considered a righty and you place the tefillin on the left then, like everyone else. So that is the opinion of the Bach, unlike the Gross, so that we're left with really right now three opinions. Either that we go by power or we go by writing. And now we have the opinion of the Bach, which is that we go by either one of them to turn you into a righty. The natural thing to be is a righty, unless you're a lefty on all accounts. Now, aside from that, the Magen Avraham, who goes with the two opinions that we have in the Shulchan Aruch, either that you're going with power or writing, and the Mechaber said that if you're ambidextrous, then we consider you a righty. The Magen Avraham says that what happens if you are, let's say you have the power in the right arm, you write with either one of them. He says that would in no way turn you into a lefty. It was the halacha that, according to the second opinion, writing will determine if you're a righty or a lefty, is only if you clearly write with one hand only. If you can write with both, then we would certainly go by the powerful one. That would make you a righty or a lefty. What to do, Lamaisa? The Bir Halacha comes out Lamaskana, that generally speaking, we follow the Ramah. We do follow the Ramah. But, he says, if, say, one arm is stronger, but not exclusive, you've got some strength in the other arm, and you also write with that other arm, then we would say that the combination of writing and a little bit of strength would make that your Iker arm, and you'd put the tefillin on the other one. So that, let's say you have a case of somebody who's really a lefty, because his left hand has the most strength, his left arm is the more powerful one. He happens to write with his right hand. So this would be the machlokas, two opinions. We would follow the second one, and we would go by ksiva. Says the Mishnah Brura. If he also does something, he also has some power there, then in that case, you don't have to worry about it at all. Lahalacha, he says, everybody would say that you are a righty, and you place your tefillin on your left arm. Now, that was with regard to that halacha. By the way, what makes somebody a righty or a lefty? Do we go with power? Do we go by the way he was born, or do we go by what he is today? The halacha is, even if someone was born a righty, decided to turn himself into a lefty, or got an injury and became a lefty, even if it's a temporary injury, for that time he's a lefty. So that you'll have a case of someone who's a righty, temporarily, his right arm, for some reason, his right arm has become the weaker one because he got an injury. So now his left arm is the weaker one. He would put the tefillin on the right. If his right arm should later regain the strength, he would end up putting his tefillin on the left. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. So what we're talking about is which arm is the stronger one. If because of an injury, the other one became the stronger one, the halacha would be that makes him a righty or lefty, we would be koveya by, even though it's temporary. Now, he is not talking about the fact that it's tied up or something, one of them is tied up and therefore you can't use it. What he's referring to is that because of the injury, one arm became the weaker one. Which takes us now to Siv Zayin. Afal pi shiesh lo odom maka b'mokom hanochas tefillin, even though somebody has a wound in the place of the tefillin, yaniach tefillin, he should put tefillin on. What does he mean here? This is no longer the issue of chatzitza. Here, what the Mechaber wants to point out is that it is poly. We have enough room on our arms to place more than one pair of tefillin. Ki mokom yesh bizroa laniach shnei tefillin. Ki ha'etzem ha'somoch lebeis ha'shechi mi'chetzu ha'rakovdo ha'mokom ha'nochas tefillin. Since halfway down that, if you take that muscle, the halfway down between your armpit and your elbow, from there till the end of the muscle, you can put on tefillin. There's room there to put two pairs of tefillin on. That's what the Mechaber says. Now, Lamaisi here too, the Mishnah Berurah mentions that if your tefillin are large, then it may very well be that there won't even be room for one in the proper place. And again, he points out that if necessary, you'll be able to put the tefillin on the upper part of the muscle. It is more important to be on the muscle than to be on the lower half of that part of your arm. Sifches, orach ritzua shel yad. What is what if the length of the ritzua of the shel yad? How long does it have to be? So he says, kidei shetakev es hazroa, in order to go around the entire arm, meaning around, we are talking about the circumference of the arm. V'yikshar mimena hakesher, and you'll be able to tie down the shel yad. V'timtach ad emtza emtzba emtzos, from there you will go straight till the end of the middle finger, till we'll see. V'yichroch mimena letzbo, and at the middle finger you will tie three times. So how long does it have to be? A minimum. Around your arm and then going all the way to the middle finger, where you'll be able to tie three times, three krichos, and the yikshar, and you'll be able to tuck it in a way that it will be able to stay. Veno, that's the length of the ritzua. What do we actually tie? Venogin olam lichroch al azroa shisha o shiva krichos. It is the minhag to tie six or seven on the arm. The Mishnah Berurah mentions the minhag being seven. And then the three on the finger. Now, first of all, the Mishnah Berurah says that you should not divide the seven, some above the elbow and some under it. The seven should be on the elbow itself. Second of all, with regard to the three on the finger, so it is one on the middle part of the finger and two on the lower part of the finger. And there are different minhagim in terms of in what order. Whether you tie the upper one first, you first wind the upper one and then you do the lower one, or do you first do the lower one and then the upper one? So the length, the minimal length, would not allow you to tie it the way the minhag is. But if your ritzua is longer, the way a pair of tefillin generally comes today, so we tie seven times on the arm and then another three times on the finger. The Ramal goes on. Ve'en lichroch haritzua al hatitur kedei lechazka layad. You should not put the ritzua on top of the actual titura, on the tefillin themselves, to hold it down. What's the problem? So the Mishnah Berurah says, since it's unnecessary, it is wrong to put a ritzua on the tefillin. The tefillin has more kedusha than the ritzua. The tefillin actually have in them the parshias. They therefore have more kedusha. It is therefore not right to put the ritzua on the titura itself. So that if you have to, he says, like your tefillin are really just not in place otherwise, that you're allowed to. But if it is unnecessary, then you should really not put it there.